You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. Today is Wednesday, the 24th of August, 2022. I'm Catherine Monahan. This is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau. I'm joined online today by Kimberly Vaughn. She is observing program leader. Hi, Kimberly.
Hey, good morning.
So let's start with last week. That was so wet. What happened?
Hey, well, we had an atmospheric river come in, and with that brings in a lot of moisture, and even the warmer weather. Some of you might have felt that it seemed almost unseasonably warm as that system pushed through. But, yeah, that brings in a lot of tropical weather down from Hawaii across the Pacific and just dumped it right into southeast Alaska.
That's right. I remember it being really warm one day, even though it was raining a lot. And now, of course, it's warm again. Nice sunny blue skies. Can we expect that to last?
Unfortunately, if you love the sun, it is not going to last. By tomorrow, we should have some scattered showers in the afternoon. Might see a bit more sun for Friday, but then the weekend happens, and that is when we have another system coming in. Actually, multiple weather fronts are expected across southeast Alaska from the start of the weekend on Friday through midweek next week. And with that, we're looking for 2 to 6 inches of rain.
I take it that's a lot.
It is. This is going to be definitely a heavy at times rain event. Still looking, since it's so far kind of in the future there, the exact amounts or exact areas that might see the heaviest precipitation. We're kind of keeping an eye on that to give specifics as it gets closer.
And are you anticipating any particular dangers with that?
Well, we are expecting streams and rivers to increase and probably reach bank full, and that will be something to keep an eye on. And, I think also just if you have any poor drainages in ditches and things like that, that would definitely be a thing to keep an eye on.
Okay. And what about the winds? What about the marine forecast?
Yeah, the system is not super strong in that respect, so there will be some increases of the wind over the weekend, but I'm not looking for any big wind events.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Anything else people should keep an eye out for?
I would just say keep those extra tufts and rain slickers handy and just stay tuned for the updated forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Kimberly.
Thank you.